Hi, this is Bennett Tomlin with the Scientific Nutrition Update, the Workday Show, where in 5 to 10 minutes, I give you my thoughts on something new or interesting in the world of health, fitness, or nutrition. For today's episode, I'm going to rant a little bit, and this is coming mostly from my experience spending way too much time on the internet. So low-carb diets, right? They're super popular right now. But one of the most common things I find when I'm in low-carb diet groups or keto diet groups is a new member coming in all excited because they've lost 6, 7, 10 pounds in this first week, and they've never lost weight like that before. And I'll see other members of the group encourage them and treat it like this is a typical thing. And that frustrates me. I want to explain why. But in order to do that, I first got to touch a little bit on the biochemistry here. So glycogen is one of our body's methods of storing energy. It's basically a whole bunch of glucose molecules connected together. So when your body needs energy, it tells your muscles and liver to start breaking down the glycogen into glucose. So why is this important for us? Well, because glycogen is mostly glucose, meaning that's primarily a carbohydrate storage tool. And when you go on a low-carb diet, your body will start burning through its glycogen stores pretty quickly, keep your blood glucose level where it needs to be. This is not a bad thing, but it can be deceptive. Basically, when your body stores this glycogen, it also stores a bunch of water with it. The number I initially learned from my professors was that for every gram of glycogen, your body stores about 3 grams of water. But looking at the literature, there's a little bit of debate about this, with numbers going as high as 17 grams of water stored for each gram of glycogen if you're rehydrating after exercise. However, let's just focus on the 1 out of 3 for now. So what does this mean for our brand new low-carb dieter? It means most of the weight they lost, it was water. They lost some fat, some muscle, a bunch of glycogen, and mostly water. Now, I'm not saying low-carb diets are bad, but I do think people in these communities can do a better job of explaining what it is that's happening and why this sudden and fast weight loss is not going to be sustained and that you should not expect it to be sustained. It'll give these people on these diets a better experience and make it more likely they'll stick through with these diets all the way until the end, which is the end goal of any diet, is you need people to get to the end where they've lost the weight. Please remember, you can always find show notes for this episode and others at scinutrient.com/podcast. That's scinutrient.com/podcast. If you find any great journal articles on anything you think I might find interesting, email them to me at scinutrient@gmail.com. If you have any other questions, send me a voice message on Anchor, and I'll try to answer them on this podcast for you. If you want to learn more about intermittent fasting, consider checking out my book, The Optimized Guide to Intermittent Fasting. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps more than you know. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, live long, live healthy, but most of all, live happy.
Oh, thank you.